Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. It's my privilege to do so. I'm so grateful that you take time every day, not only to hear the Word of God, but to be prayed for. And I've said this before, and I know you've heard it before, but sometimes I just need to repeat it because some people come in and out of Pray Every Day. If you feel like there's someone out there who doesn't feel like they're being prayed for, would you send them a link to Pray Every Day? You can just simply send them prayeveryday.show and they will be set up, or maybe you have to walk them through how to listen to a podcast, which is sometimes half the battle. But anyway, thank you for doing that. I really appreciate it. All right, Deuteronomy, we're in chapter 11, verses 16 through 32, which will take us to the end of the chapter in the World English Bible. And it says this: "Be careful, lest your heart be deceived and you turn away to serve other gods and worship them, and Yahweh's anger be kindled against you and he shut up the sky so there is no rain and the land doesn't yield its fruit and you perish quickly from off the good land which Yahweh gives you. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul. You shall bind them for a sign on your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, talking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and your children's days may be multiplied in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give them, as the days of heavens above the earth. For if you shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love Yahweh your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cling to him, then Yahweh will drive out all these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourselves. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the western sea shall be your border. No man will be able to stand before you. Yahweh your God will lay the fear of you and the dread of you on all the land that you tread on, as he has spoken to you. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you listen to the commandments of Yahweh your God, which I command you today, and the curse, if you do not listen to the commandments of Yahweh your God, but turn away out of the way of which I commanded you today to go after other gods which you have not known. It shall happen when Yahweh your God brings you into the land that you go to possess that you shall set the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal. Aren't they beyond the Jordan, behind the way of the going down of the sun, in the land of the Canaanites who dwell in the Arabah near Gilgal, besides the oaks of Morah? For you are to pass over the Jordan to go in to possess the land which Yahweh your God gives you, and you shall possess it and dwell in it. You shall observe to do all the statutes and the ordinances which I set before you today. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I can just hear the heart of Moses in this, almost a desperation of, I know my time on earth is coming to an end and I need to instruct these people on what could they face. And it's very interesting to me, Lord, that you prepared the nation of Israel. You told them ahead of time that they would be susceptible to enculturating into Canaan, that they would follow after other gods. And you were very clear about what the consequences are for that. And in fact, the nation of Israel did go into exile because they did worship foreign gods. And Lord, I thank you that you're so good that way. You give us warnings, and that warning is not to be a killjoy, but you give us warnings because you love us. You give us commandments because you love us and you want us to flourish in the land. And so today, we just thank you for commandments, even though sometimes our flesh doesn't like it. The truth is we need it. We need direction. We need to know the right thing to do. And Lord, I dare to pray that you would bless us as we worship you and obey you. You have said in your word that to obey you is even better than sacrificing to you. And so, Lord, we want to choose to obey you today. Lord, we live in a world that is really loud and constant. It's a constant stream of one particular ideology, or actually many ideologies that don't represent Jesus Christ. And we want to keep our minds and our hearts pure before you. And maybe that means we need to fast from some of those platforms because they are drawing us away from you. Show us if we need to do that today. I know I've definitely done media fast before where I can't listen to it anymore. And instead to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. And so, Lord, give us a love and a passion passion for the scriptures today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I would love to hear from you and find out how in the world you found this podcast. It's a curiosity of mine. And so you can email me directly. This is my actual email, mary@marydemuth.com, and let me know, if the podcast has been helpful to you, if you have any feedback, and then how you found out about it. I would so appreciate it.